This comes from ShaneAD988. Hey, Steve, I hope by some miracle the arena still happens in downtown. Maybe they could integrate the Doranguito neighborhood into the arena with shops and restaurants. I put a story up on the website yesterday, but I have not really promoted it yet, which I'm going to do in Twitter here in a little bit. The gist of it is this. For the second time in 10 years, the city of El Paso has a feasibility study about the proposed, you know, downtown arena, or what it's officially called, the Multipurpose Performing Arts and Entertainment Center, okay, the MPC. And they will decide by when the report is due in January of next year what happens next. And the article essentially is, it's dead. Don't even think anymore about a downtown arena. It's not happening. It's not happening the way you envisioned it. It's never going to happen unless it gets built with privately funded dollars. But the $180 million that was passed in 2012, if you wanted a $180 million state-of-the-art arena, it would hold about 4,000 or 5,000 people. I mean, you're not getting a 15,000-seat arena or whatever you want for that dollar price. It's just not happening. I think Austin's arena now is close to $400 million, Adrian. They started at $300 million when they broke ground in late 2019, about 3 months before COVID really hit. And that's just getting finished now, 2.5 years later, as a result of COVID and the rising costs of what these projects are now worth. So my point is that, you know, we've talked about, you know, all these years and the delays and the millions that the city spent in legal fights with Max Grossman and all this and all that with Doranguito. Maybe when we look back on this, people are going to think that, hey, Grossman saved the city, you know, tons of millions in losses that would have happened had they built this thing, because you probably would never have had the anchor tenant that really would have satisfied the way you've got the Chihuahuas for Southwest University Park. You're never going to have an anchor tenant playing 72 nights a year, plus the soccer team. That would never happen. So, you know, you combine those, you're getting almost 100 dates a year at Southwest University Park. Here, you'd be lucky if you had 30. So you could put concerts in and all that. But ultimately, my prediction, and I put this in the article, what I think will end up happening is you will probably see that money either credited back to the city, which wouldn't be a bad thing. You know, you save the city $180 million, I'd be fine with that. Or you might end up seeing the convention center getting the renovation that it so richly deserves, because that building is archaic. And let's be honest, when you walk in there, you feel like you're in a time machine back to the 70s and 80s anyway, which isn't a bad thing. But for the purpose of this particular facility, maybe that gets the $180 million renovation and the convention center becomes one of the top convention venues in the western portion of the United States. That would not be a bad thing if it ends up happening like that.
Yeah, because you could generate a lot of revenue in that, and it doesn't have to be just sports, and it doesn't have to just be concerts or entertainment, things like that. So that's encouraging right there. I cited some high school numbers yesterday as far as stadiums and prices go. I'll give you two that at least jump off the page for me. Outside of, in the Houston area right now, there are five stadiums that cost at least $40 million to build. Now, here's a local one. So, okay, that's East Texas. I get it. Let's do something local. According to Colin Deaver, our friend from KTSM, the SAC 2, this is the Socorro and the athletic center out there, the complex that's going to be built as kind of that secondary version of the SAC. This is going to cost $58.9 million, Steve, and it will have a capacity between 6,500 and 7,500 people. $58 million,
and yep. and but listen, that is for what's the capacity?
6,500 to 7,500.
Where?
This is the second SAC.
Right, but that's an outdoor facility. Remember, we want to talk about, it's so much cheaper to build an outdoor venue than an indoor venue. Indoor venues are more expensive. Lighting costs, all the seating and everything else. It's just, and you got to enclose it. Not to mention suites, skyboxes, club access, all that kind of stuff. You know, when we were originally talking about this a few years ago, we said, hey, for $180 million, they could have a really nice soccer-specific stadium for the Locomotive that they could make a multi-purpose center, but it doesn't qualify because it's outdoor, not indoor. It's different. It would have to get back on the ballot, voted through and all that, and chances are that might not pass either. So I get what you're saying about the SAC, the capacity and what it holds. Point is that a venue like that versus a venue like this, apples and oranges, when you talk about seating capacity, you know, one is enclosed, what it entails, and not only that, how are you going to get to it? That's the better question. How, you know, you can't get to downtown through 375 anymore. They've sealed off those exits. So how would you even access it?
That's a really that's another good point right there. And with the reference to the SAC, it was more about just building costs and how that has really skyrocketed over the past couple of years, which, you know, when we're talking about an indoor arena like this, it just doesn't make sense. Like financially, that money that was passed years ago isn't the same kind of money nowadays in 2022. And like you said, proximity, you know, location, where is it going to be even placed in downtown El Paso? It would be a lot. People complain about downtown traffic and parking right now. You throw something like that there, I'm not sure what people would be saying after that.
I'm with you on that one. I'm with you. So anyway, I don't see this happening. I mean, it's not coming. It's not happening. At least, as I'm putting, though, in the story, not with publicly funded dollars. Private money, I could see it. But I don't know if the private sector wants to spend. I mean, who in their right mind would spend $300 to $400 million right now for a downtown arena?
No one. No, not right now. Not after what this city has experienced after COVID. No way. You can't justify that to me, Steve.
Me neither. So.